I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Today I want to talk about change. So often, I've heard people say, people don't change, but that's not true. We are changing all of the time. It just might not be the ways in which others want us to, or the changes may not be safe, positive, or even healthy, but it's happening all of the time. Let's peel that back a bit. Life is hard, and lately, it's been beyond the typical challenges we were already facing. Straight up, not everyone is coping well. Keep that in mind. For others, the chance to pivot and make great change has come out of the isolation and downside of COVID. Kudos to anyone who is able to harness this period of time to cultivate a new path forward. The hope is that you will set the stage for those around you to rise up as well. Now back to change. It's also hard. We get stuck in our habits, making choices with the least resistance, a sure way to not change at all. Only over time, staying stuck really means pacing in place, which also means we are slowly sinking. When we devise a plan to shift our lives in any way, diet and health, a new career focus or job, lifestyle, relationships, hell, a new haircut can give us the jolt of confidence needed. It is not unusual to seek the acceptance from the outside world or our communities. They are the very place where we get to exercise these changes, test them out, and refine them. We even gain traction by the response that we receive. Not everyone has the same level of confidence, but they are hungry for something different, and that's fantastic. We need to applaud bravery, not judge it. When our changes are rejected, that could have damaging consequences. I can't think of anything worse than a person who finally gets the courage to live life differently, step into their true essence, only to be squashed by external judgment. It's enough to keep people stuck in place forever. It's also why we say mean people suck. A person looking to create a new part of themselves shouldn't be punished for trying or shamed for desiring more. As humans are imperfect, we all make mistakes, learning as we go. I just had a whole session with a group of great people on Clubhouse about being an unconscious leader, about making those very mistakes or bearing witness to those mistakes being made in front of us. And we all desperately came together saying, yes, change is possible. We're making those changes and we're seeing it in others. How often do we hear Maya Angelou's quote, when you know better, do better? That's all about change, and it's for all of us. Let's not be quick to dismiss other people's efforts. Each person grows into themselves and discovers life at a different speed. Who are we to say when, how, or time's up? I know that better than anyone. It's never too late to change. And don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise. My hope is that we are finding the comfort and strength to be ourselves, take chances, and continue growing into ourselves as we discover what makes us happy. I don't know, I say stay curious and don't stop wondering. As always, be kind to each other, look after yourself, and thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.